The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. I wonder how many of you Lum and Abner listeners had this experience today. Got up, went to work this morning, filled with ambition to get a lot done. And the morning went well enough, but at noon when you ate, you were in such a hurry to get lunch over with that you gobbled down your food. And it wasn't very long before you were feeling, well, sort of miserable. Your head ached or your stomach was upset. Now, whenever you have this experience, remember that if you'll just keep Alka-Seltzer with you on the job, in your desk or in your locker, you'll be ready to help yourself to real relief in a hurry. The kind of relief that should enable you to get a full day's work done after all. So why don't you get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist on your way to work in the morning. And take Alka-Seltzer whenever a headache or a sour, upset stomach threatens to slow you down for a while. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's discovered that Squire Skimp is violating an old city ordinance by operating a theater on the second floor of a building, but Lum refuses to issue a warrant closing his competitor's place of business. Abner, however, thinks that this would be a fine way to eliminate competition. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store and library still arguing about the matter.
No, sir, Abner, I just ain't gonna do it.
Well, our doggies, I don't see why not.
Well, I've told you 1,000 or 100 times I don't want us to have to resort to no underhanded tic-tacs like that.
Oh, pretty.
If we can get our share of the pitcher business fair and square, I don't want it.
Well, this ain't underhanded, Lum. The law says you can't run a pitcher show upstairs here in Pine Ridge, and that's exactly what Squire Skimp's doing. He's making a violate of the law every time he opens them doors over there.
Yeah, but that's an old law. It ought to have been unappealed long ago.
Yeah, but it weren't unappealed, so it's still a law. My doggies, you're the justice of the peace, and you ought to uphold the law, Lum.
I know, but that's the whole trouble right there, me being justice of the peace. It just looks like I'm taking advantage of my office. Now, I can't bring them charges against Squire.
Well, Lum, you ain't bringing them. Grandpappy Spears said he'd bring them. Fact is, he demanded that you swear out that warrant for Squire's arrest. And Grandpap's got a perfect right to do that, too. He's a citizen in good standing, well thought of here in the community.
Well, Grandpap's just mad because Squire fired him from that pioneer plan job, so he just wants to close him up to get even with him.
Well, Lum, that ain't your lookout why he wants to do it. You're justice of the peace. You're supposed to do what the taxpayers want you to do.
I don't care what I'm supposed to do. I ain't going to do it, and that settles it.
But now, Lum.
No use arguing with me. My mind's made up.
All right, doggies, unmake it, then. We'll start all over again.
Well, I might study on it some more, but I don't believe nothing can make me change my mind. I think I'll run across the street and talk to Dick Huddleston about it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't you do that, Lum? Maybe he can pound some sense into your head.
I've got all the sense I need. I oughtn't to be gone long. Call me if anything comes up.
All right, I'll take care of everything. You don't have to worry about that.
And get the phone there.
Uh-huh. Just hope that Dick can talk him into it. That's all I hope. Stubborn head this fella I ever seen. Hello, jot him down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Yes, Mom, we're running a different picture tonight. Oh, it's a dandy. Why, it's called the Mask Rider Strikes Again. Mom? Bells? Well, law me, I don't know how many bells they give it on the radio. I don't know what you're talking about, even. No, Mom.
Here, hurry.
Just a minute, Miss Goshen. Be quiet, Grandpap.
Oh, excuse me, Abner. I haven't seen you.
How's that, Miss Goshen?
Wouldn't have butted in for the world.
No, Mom. We close up by 10 o'clock.
Go right ahead. I'll just sit here and wait, Abner.
Oh, you're working on the swing shift, huh?
You're busy talking. I don't want to bother you.
Well, can't you get Walt Bass to let you off one night? Uh-huh. Have a what? Owl show. No, Mom, we just run a regular picture show. There's no owls in it at all. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye. All right, doggies. If them women folks can't ask the most ridiculous questions, want to know if we's running an owl show over there.
Oh, for the law, me. Who'd want to see one of them? I wouldn't give a hoot to see one of them.
I don't know. I do not know.
Well, hurry up, Abner. Tell me the news. What happened after Uncle Henry Lunsford served that warrant on old Squire?
Grandpappy ain't served it.
He ain't?
No, sir.
Well, what's the matter?
Well,
here now, that's his duty. He's town marshal, and he's required by the law to do that.
Well, wait, it ain't Uncle Henry's fault. It's Lum.
Lum?
Yes, sir, Lum. He absolute refuses to let Uncle Henry or anybody else serve that warrant. Got his head set, and there just ain't nothing I can do with him.
Well, wait a minute. I demanded him to do it. Demanded as a citizen of Pine Ridge, by Jiminy.
I know that. But it just looks like nothing ain't gonna change old Lum's mind.
Well,
you know him.
Well, stubborn old mule. That pigeon-toed, stubborn old blue-nosed mule.
That's exactly what he is. I have to admit it, even if I am in partnerships with him. One time this morning, I did talk him into drawing up the warrant. Even got him to sign it there.
You did?
Yeah,
good
but...
Good for you, Ed.
Well, he balked
good
again,
for you.
He balked, wouldn't go through with it. Just stopped right there, got his feet set just like he's in a slab of cement, just wouldn't budge.
Oh, it's just like arguing with a stump on fire.
Oh, that Lum, he is stubborn.
Well, wait a minute, whereabouts is the warrant at now?
I don't know, Grandpap. He put it away somewhere. Wouldn't tell me where it was at.
Well, by Jiminy, come on, let's find the pigeon-toed thing.
Well, what good would that do?
Well, you said he signed it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, by Jenkins, I'll take it over to Uncle Henry. Take it over there myself.
Well, can you do that, though?
Why, sure, long as it's signed, I can.
Huh?
Once Uncle Henry serves it on Squire, why, then Lum will have to go through with it.
Doggies, wait a minute, Grandpap. I believe you got a good idea there.
Why, sure. Come on, start hunting.
Yeah.
There. Reckon where he could have put that thing.
Yeah, let's see now. It ain't in there. There ain't no use looking there. He never puts nothing in his desk or... Generality is always hiding things back of the cash drawer right there next to you. Look back there, Grandpa.
Right back here.
Yeah, right behind there.
Nothing here now.
Huh?
Yeah, let's see now. Where else could you put the thing?
Doggies, I hope we're doing the right thing. That Lum finds out about this, so he'll be madder than a wet setting hen. He'll about skin me alive, Grandpa.
Well, this is one time we got to take things in our own hands, Abner. This is one case where Lum don't know what's best for him.
Well, you might be right at that. Yeah,
I know I'm right. We can't have no lawbreakers in our town.
Of course not.
That lodge hole up there where Squire's running his show ain't nothing but a knock-kneed fire trap.
That's what it is, a fire trap, yes, sir.
All them big crowds he's having in there and just got that one little bitty stairway for him to get out.
Why, sure, and that stairway ain't over 3 foot wide.
Of course it ain't.
Be worth about his life to get out of that place if a fire was to break up out there. So just couldn't do it at all.
That frame building would burn just like kindling would.
Why, sure it would.
By Jiminy, is this it, Abner, right here?
Huh?
Is this the warrant he drawed up?
Wait a minute, let me see it. Yeah, that's it, Grandpa. Whereabouts was it at?
It's right twixt them two lard buckets there.
Well, I do know.
And I'll just take this flat-footed thing. Well, I do know. Look who's going by the store, Abner. Uncle Henry.
Oh, well.
This must be our lucky day.
Hooray for us.
Fate must be arranging things.
Well, good for fate. Who?
Fate, I said.
I
better catch Uncle Henry before he gets away.
Yeah, go get him. Hurry up, Grandpa.
And we'll have old Squire under arrest in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's our time.
So long.
So long, Grandpa. Hooray for us. Doggy, this does my heart good to get that Squire locked up in jail. Oh, there comes Lum. Hope he don't stop Grandpa. Hello, jot him down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, excuse me. I thought that was our ring. Well, I'm sorry. Goodbye. Don't guess.
For goodness sakes, what's the matter with Grandpap? What's he in such a hurry for?
Why, he just recollected he had something important to do, I think, Lom.
You mean, is he taken out of here like a scared rabbit?
Yeah, he was in a hurry, I reckon.
It looked almost like he was chasing Uncle Henry Lunsford up the street.
Well, I do know. Well,
I'm glad I went over and talked to Dick about this whole thing. I believe he's got a good idea what to do about it.
Did he talk you into arresting Squire and closing him up over there?
Well, he seen my point of view on this and didn't blame me at all for feeling the way I did.
Didn't blame you?
But then he said Squire really oughtn't to be running the show upstairs that way.
Why, of course not.
He wants to see the warrant I drawed up. Will you get it for me, Abner?
Get the warrant, you mean?
Well, sure, the warrant.
Oh, yeah. You sure you don't mean your checkbook now, Law?
Of course not. What would I want with a checkbook? Get me the warrant.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. You put that thing somewhere yourself. You never told me where it was at.
Oh, that's right. What's the matter with me? It's right twixt them two front lard buckets there, Abner. Right back of you there.
The what? Lard bucket?
Yeah.
Oh, doggies, I believe we're out of lard, Lum. You better order some the next time a salesman comes out here, Lum.
Why, we ain't neither out of lard. There's some on that shelf right there by the side of you. Look in between them two front buckets.
Tricks the two back buckets, huh? No, ain't here.
I said the front ones. Swan to goodness, are you losing your hearing?
Well, Lom, all you want to do with that warrant is just give it to Uncle Henry so as he can serve it on Squire, ain't he?
No, that's just what I don't want to do. I ain't changed my mind on that.
Oh?
No, Dick just wanted to see it. He wants to see that ordinance in the law book, too. The one where it says about not having theater entertaining on the second floor.
Yeah, well, what's Dick going to do then?
Well, he allowed it might be best for him to drop in on Squire, sort of casual, and bring up the subject about the ordinance.
You mean just tell him about it without arresting him?
Yeah, you see, that way Squire will see right away where he's violating the law, and so then he'll know his place can be closed up if anybody wants to do it. And then Dick will sort of suggest that maybe he better move his picture show somewhere else before the citizens get after him.
Well, Lom, it ain't going to help us none if he just moves his picture show.
Yes, it will, don't you see? Because there ain't no other vacant building in town to move to. By the time he gets done building a new one, we'll have all the business there is.
Lom, I believe it'd be better to just give that warrant to Uncle Henry.
No, it wouldn't now. This way, Dick just shows Squire what he's doing wrong. And then it gives Squire a chance to decide where he wants to go on violating the law or not. Hurry up, Abner. Hand me that warrant.
Well, Lom, I don't believe you want that thing. More likely it's all wrinkled up by this time anyway.
For goodness sakes, you get the craziest idea sometime. Here, step aside. I'll get it myself.
Wait a minute, Lom. Maybe you're right. We don't want to serve that on Squire. He's a nice feller, I believe. I think an awful lot of him.
For goodness sakes, it's gone.
Huh? Well, I reckon where that could have went to.
Granny's, I'm sure that's where Wait a minute. Grandpap running out of here, chasing Uncle Henry. Abner, step into the feed room here. I want to talk to you a minute.
Friends, I often wonder, how much do you know about vitamins? Well, do you know, for example, that although some vitamin D is obtained from butter, egg yolk, and liver, the chief source is the sun? Did you know that the vitamin A content of food is gradually lost when exposed to air during cooking? So you can see that you could easily be among the millions of folks who don't get enough of these two essential vitamins each day. And make no mistake, you need vitamin A to help keep up normal resistance to colds, and vitamin D for the help it offers in building and maintaining the formation of healthy bones and teeth. So be sure of your vitamins A and D by taking a single, one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet each day. Now, each one-a-day A and D tablet is so rich in these two vitamins that it supplies you with your full, normal daily requirements. And because a single pleasant-tasting tablet does the job, that makes one of the A&D tablets lower in cost than less potent tablets or capsules that you have to take two or three times a day. Remember then, for real convenience, for pleasant taste, and for economy, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin A&D tablets. Look for that brand with the big one and the name Miles Laboratories on the bright yellow package. That's the one to buy at all drugstores.